We go to the scene outside Waco, Texas, where a grim casualty count is continuing. The town of West Texas, where a fertilizer plant exploded yesterday evening, devastating a community of 3,000 people. Resident Kevin Smith describes watching his house burn and trying to escape.
About 15 seconds after I got upstairs, the house exploded. It was just a bright flash and a roar. I thought it was lightning striking the house. Once I realized the roof caved in, I went ahead and got out of the house and slid down the stairs because there wasn't any stairs left, so I had to slide down the drywall, go out where there should have been a door.
So many eyewitness accounts. That audio courtesy of CBS News. The town was evacuated, more than 100 injured, a scene of triage and medical helicopter evacuations through the night, and in the light of day, confirmation that this community will never be the same. Kate McGee, reporter for KUT in Austin, was on the scene from nearly the beginning. She joins us. Welcome to the program, Kate.
Thank you for having me.
This devastation is extraordinary. I'm wondering how aware the people in this community were of the potential of a fertilizer plant to do this kind of damage.
From what I can tell, the reaction has really been a shock and disbelief. I mean, I don't think people really understood the magnitude of the possibility of this. I mean, there have been explosions in this area before, but I have been talking to people, and they've been saying that people have been building homes closer and closer to this plant, and it used to be in the middle of nowhere. And so I think that was a reality that people didn't realize could possibly happen.
Certainly there's an awareness of a fertilizer plant, and we hear, you know, in the stories of bomb-making around the country that, you know, certain chemicals associated with fertilizer production can be used in bombs, so there's some awareness that explosions are possible. I'm wondering what city officials, et cetera, are talking about regarding safety precautions and those kinds of measures to protect people in the community.
Well, I think now in the aftermath of the explosion, I think officials are taking a lot of precautions. I mean, they're keeping the media away from the scene. They've evacuated a lot of people, and they have plans in place in case of shifting winds. Right now, I mean, there were some fires smoldering overnight in the area, and they weren't even letting firefighters back in to put out those fires because they feared that another explosion might happen. So I think there's definitely a sense of precaution here and definitely a sense of something possibly happening, another explosion or another kind of aftermath that I think is keeping people really on their toes and making sure that no further damage is done or loss of life.
Kate McGee, in a week where so much has happened around the United States, give us a timeline of how you learned of this and just what it must have felt like to realize the scale of this is another extraordinary story.
Well, I think it was one of those things that you see on Twitter and on the news, and you're just like, really? This cannot be happening. And the fact that it started as a fire around 7:30, and 25, less than a half hour later, the explosion hit. I think there are people, you're seeing this video around on TV of a person just holding up their phone, taking a video of the fire, and then the explosion happening out of nowhere. And I think it was something that people weren't expecting, and some weren't expecting the explosion to even be that dramatic.
They're describing in some of the news reports, and of course through the night the level of devastation was unclear. They're saying that these towns and this community is going to be permanently affected by this. What evidence of that do you see?
Well, West Texas, the town, is a town of 2,800 people. It's a very tight-knit town that's been described as very close-knit. And, I mean, we're here at a cafe. They've set up the media center at a cafe. And throughout the night, you know, we've slowly seen neighbors trickle in, people coming in, people who are evacuated, and people kind of coming together, sharing coffee. There's definitely a sense of community here that I think whatever the fatalities are will definitely have an impact on this town. And, I mean, the sense of support from not just West Texas but Waco and the surrounding areas. So many emergency officials came in that they were turning ambulances away because there was such a reaction of support from the community in Central Texas. You know, it's going to be hard for this town to recover for a long time to come, but I think there is a sense of support that will help them get through it.
On the scene in West Texas, the community of West Texas, the scene of an extraordinary explosion at a fertilizer plant, Kate McGee reporting for KUT in Austin. Kate, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.